finally, exaggerated thinking. You make a situation seem greater, bigger, worser, worse, or more large, or whatever. You exaggerate and make it more, better, worse than it really is.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz had a very, very good night.
Uh-huh. He did. You know, I can safely say that Hillary Clinton has done nothing but try to hurt and kill women her entire career. Every single thing she's done. Every single regulation is bad. Every single thing government does is wicked and incompetent and insane. Every single tax is confiscatory. Every single liberal is a secret criminal or a dupe of a vast international conspiracy to turn our country over to, I don't know, whoever the bad guy is this week. And it's just, it never stops. It never stops with these people. And the only way to stop it is, I'll say it again for the umpteenth time, is to burn the center down. You can't get at these people, but you can make Chuck Todd's life unbearable if you are willing to confront him on the street in a verbal way. And you know, make sure he knows in no uncertain terms that although he's a hero in the Beltway to his craven little friends, everyone else is laughing at him because he's such an obviously weaselly little fuck, and that we're on to him. We get it. I don't know how to manifest that self beyond repeating it every so often and urging people to write, call, and if you live in the Washington, D.C. area, make sure if you see Chuck on the street, walk up and go, you know, Chuck, you're the problem. Here's the problem. You're the problem. If he's in a lecture, ask him a question. That's the only way I can see that this curve gets bent in our direction. But part of the thing that gives me hope is even Republicans, who are not really Republicans anymore, they're rhinos, of course, Michael Gerson and David Brooks and like...
And a lot of people at Red State, I must say.
Are starting to really, snap.
Yeah.
Are really starting to go, wait a minute. Yeah. No,
Ben Carson is dangerous. There are people at Red State saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these people scamper back to the loving arms of both siderism after they say these things, of course.
Because Bernie Sanders on the left.
Yeah.
So it's balanced.
Because someone calls them up and reminds them, if you'd like to pay your mortgage next month, you'll shut the fuck up about Republicans being the problem and get back on the both siderist machine, or else we'll go find some other former Bush speechwriter and we'll give him your job. But there are moments that are manifesting themselves more and more often when conservatives and Republicans who are more towards the center than others, even Kasich, are saying, wait a minute. Now, they will not talk about how we got here. They won't talk about their own history. They won't talk about their complicity. They won't talk about the fact that they have enabled this every fucking step of the way. But they will look at the freak show that out-terrifies anything I saw in the costume shop with youngest child yesterday and say, this has gone too far.